There are 28 million single women over the age of 35 in the United States. Those who want to find a husband of roughly the same age have to choose among only 18 million single American men. Rachel Greenwald makes her living helping women compete. If you're over 35, she wants you to market yourself the way that a corporation might sell lipstick or cars. Greenwald has an MBA from the Harvard Business School. She conducts seminars and has now written a book called Find a Husband After 35, Using What I Learned at Harvard Business School. And Rachel Greenwald is in our New York bureau. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Okay. So, you married?
I am married. I've been married for 11 years and have three small children.
And how old were you when you got married?
Well, I was very precocious. I got married actually at 28.
Well, what got you interested in the problem of women over the age of 35 if by that age you had a husband?
Well, I had so many single friends in the category who were fabulous. These were women in their late 30s, early 40s, even a few women I knew in their 50s and 60s. And I couldn't understand why they were still single and were having so much trouble finding someone. So I started helping them casually. And I realized that the things I was telling them were the same things I was telling my clients in my marketing job during the day. But I was using these lessons in the dating world. And I realized that there was a metaphor for the business world in the dating world.
Well, now you have 15 steps that you recommend here. We're not going to have time to go through all of them, but I'd like to jump on step number five, if I can. Branding. What are you talking about?
Branding in the business world is the idea that you have to create a unique brand for your product to get it to stand out in the marketplace. So the book takes you through an exercise on how to select your most unique attributes and create a definitive and distinct personal brand for yourself.
Isn't there something a little creepy, though, about thinking about this step number five, branding yourself, and step number six, which I'd like to talk about next, promoting your personal brand?
Well, you know, it's not normal to hear the term marketing tactics when you're talking about matters of the heart.
No.
Women will say, you know, where's the romance? But I believe that the romance comes not in the search process, but after you've found him. And so it is unusual at first, but really I'm using this as a metaphor to help women see the whole issue of dating in a new way.
You want women to promote themselves by direct mail advertising?
That's right. What I want you to do, and this is something, by the way, most people are doing anyway over the holidays. Usually in the month of December, most people send out a holiday card and you sort of recap what's gone on in your life that year. Well, I want you to stand out. So I don't want you to send out your holiday card in December along with the hundreds of others that are in everyone's mailbox. I want you to create a unique holiday, perhaps Arbor Day, and send out your holiday card. Use your personal brand to reinforce your consistent image about what makes you different. Perhaps if you're a skier, you could have a picture of yourself on the ski slopes on the cover of your card. And then each and every card, you're going to personalize a message to your friend and say, I've committed to finding someone to spend my life with this year. Do you know anyone to fix me up with?
It would seem to me that a big part of the whole art of romance is to be kind of subtle. What's your advocating is kind of alarmingly direct.
Well, I like to say it's proactive. Instead of waiting for fate to knock on your door, I want you to open the door yourself. After 35, you know, this is a crisis. It's marriage 911, an emergency. If you haven't found somebody yet and you are really trying to, then you want to do that quickly and efficiently. These tactics are designed to maximize the choices that are ultimately going to be yours.
Could we skip forward a little bit here? You advocate exit interviews if you have a relationship and it doesn't work out well.
Right. You're talking about step number 14, which is called quarterly performance reviews. What I want every woman to do is to have someone, a friend or her mentor in this program, conduct an exit interview with about six men that you've gone on dates with or had relationships with that didn't work out. Because women can have sabotaging patterns that are preventing them from finding the right man.
You've provided a telemarketing script here on page 261. Could you read a little bit of that for me?
Sure. Here's part of the script. Hi, my name is Rachel, and I'm calling on behalf of Jane. Do you remember her? You went on a date with her about 6 months ago, and you didn't call her back for a second date. I'm a consultant working with Jane, but I'm looking to help her find a special person with whom to spend the rest of her life. I know this phone call may sound a bit unusual,
Yes. But
as part of my service, I conduct brief anonymous feedback sessions with men whom my clients have dated in the past. This helps them understand what changes they can make to themselves for more successful relationships in the future. And so, similar to a business situation, you know, there's an oversupply in the marketplace. The idea is that if you don't try to get this feedback, then, you know, you've lost an opportunity to improve the first impressions that you make going forward.
Can I just ask one question here? Because this is a book of advice about how to improve yourself and how to improve the way that you present yourself, the way that you market yourself. There is a presumption here that somebody might imply that we're assuming that the problem is with the woman.
Oh, I'm not assuming that the problem's with the woman at all. There's not a problem with her. She simply needs to increase the volume of men that cross her path.
Can I skip ahead now to step 15, exit strategy?
Sure.
Which is basically how to either get married to the guys you found or dump them. And I'd like to ask on page 282 and 3 about creating a crisis. You've got the guy, you like the guy, who knows, maybe even love the guy, and you want him to pop the question. And you suggest strategies for pushing the guy along.
That's right. This is called the catalyst approach. I suggest that women create a legitimate and honest catalyst in their life. For example, what if the lease on your apartment is ending soon? And you want to know, should you renew your lease because you might be single and still need to be renting your apartment? Or should you not renew your lease because maybe you're going to move in together to get married? It's going to be very revealing and interesting to hear your boyfriend's response. If he says to you, oh yeah, absolutely, this is a great studio apartment, you should renew it for the next 5 years. You know, you've got some directional information there. And basically you want to get a time frame out of him. This is not an ultimatum by any means, but this is just an open, candid conversation about where he sees your relationship going.
Can you just run through the rest of these suggested catalysts that you come up with and just
phrase
Sure. them as though you're talking to me and I'm your boyfriend or something like that?
Well, I've had an old boyfriend who is interested in getting back together with me. What do you think? Or I met somebody today on the train and he asked me on a date. Should I go? I've been invited to join my girlfriend on a 4-week adventure trip, and we're going to take all our vacation time and go on this big trip together for 4 weeks. What do you think? My ex-husband
I'm feeling like pangs in my heart of guilt or something like that.
Well, that means you're going to miss me, and hopefully you're going to commit to me, because I don't want to really go with my girlfriend. I want to go with you. These are potential catalysts to force the issue in a stagnant relationship that has not progressed towards marriage.
The catalyst you're suggesting creating is very similar to someone who's selling dishwashers and says, you got to buy now because the sale ends Thursday.
That's really true.
But that's really cheesy, isn't it?
I don't think it's cheesy. I think it's effective time management, because you are using time-tested, proven tactics from the business world and applying them in the dating world and getting results.
Rachel Greenwald is the author of Find a Husband After 35, Using What I Learned at Harvard Business School. Mrs. Greenwald, thanks very much.
Thank you.